Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From to-go containers for takeout to single-use grocery bags, plastic use has surged during the pandemic. Studies show a little more than 8% of plastics are recycled and more than 26 million tons of plastic waste ends up in landfills. Those statistics, by the way, from 2017, before the pandemic. Well, what if we can do better? Researchers at South Dakota State University are working on extracting cellulose for corn stalks to create strong and biodegradable products. Srinivas Janaswamy, is an assistant professor of South Dakota State University's Department of Dairy and Food Science. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. This is Srin. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Let's talk about the problem that you're trying to solve. Let's start there, and then we'll talk about some of the innovative solutions.
As you said, the plastics are we are dependent on plastics a lot, and it is hard to imagine our life without plastics. Now I'm speaking to you through cell phone. If you see, it is also covered with a plastic material. Computers everywhere. So they're versatile. For sure, they're durable, cost-effective, and they offer a lot of benefits to our society. But as we all know, they're not that problematic because they're not biodegraded. If you leave it a plastic bottle in the soil, it takes at least 700 to 1,000 years for it to decompose. During that process, they create a lot of tiny material, some particles, like microparticles or nanoparticles, that you cannot see through our naked eye. So you may have to take it to an instrument, scientific lab, to see them. So imagine, as I said, they are not biodegradable. They take longer time. During that process, they create a lot of harm to the environment, to the society, to the waterways, oceans, and everywhere. And if these microparticles or the nanoparticles, if they are consumed with a fish, eventually they end up in the humans. So indirectly, whatever the mess that we are creating in the environment, that ends up in our human body and creates problems. So that is where we are trying to address this issue. And the natural materials like cellulose.
Yeah. Before we go on, do you think the way we have used plastic more aggressively or more enthusiastically during the pandemic makes this issue even more urgent, because we're throwing away a lot of stuff so that we don't have to, you know, pass dishes back and forth at a you know, coffee shop, for example. Do you think we're making the problem of, you know, microparticles and the oceans and the impact on humans even worse than it was before?
I don't have any statistics to say, but I think logical thinking says yes. See, as of now, we know that we use a lot of plastic straws, billions of plastic straws, and then plastic bottles, especially in the U.S. or any other country. So all those things, in the end, they end up in the environment, in the soil. So it is they are going to create these problems.
So tell us what is cellulose?
The cellulose is a plant material. So when the plant, it grows, it needs the strength, support. So in order for it to grow and be strong, and it is strong and sustainable and flexible, it's lightweight material. So if you could use that cellulose, it's a nice way of replacing plastic materials. So that is
Where do we see it in nature? I mean, how do we see cellulose in a plant that we can look at with the naked eye and say there's something that has potential there?
You cannot see, but you can see some fibrils. But you cannot, because you have to extract it. We have to separate that from plant material. Because plant is composed of so many biomaterials, so the cellulose is part of it. Hmm. So we need to separate it using some techniques.
All right. Tell us about your research and harvesting cellulose from those plant materials.
Yes. So people have been using the cellulose from plants for a longer time. But alternatively, my research is focusing on the crop residues, because we know that we generate a lot of crop every year, and millions of tons. And they have a good amount of cellulose too. For example, if you take corn stalk, it has around 45 to 50% of cellulosic material and rest. So if you could nicely separate from that corn stalk, that cellulose, we could create wonders, to be frank with you. So that is what how my research started.
And so this is about the corn stalk and separating it from that crop waste. And is that an easy process to separate, to create that, or to harvest that? Is that simple or complicated?
We have established protocols. It could be done. But it has to be done, and all the research is at the lab scale now, but that needs to be scaled up. We could do that.
Interesting.
A lot of research is going on. And especially now, this part of the year, if you go around, we see a lot of corn, soybean, wheat, oat, everything is being grown, right? At the end of the harvesting, what we do is we cut them and then we leave them in the field. A lot of that is left in the field. That undoubtedly improves the soil health. But if you could take a fraction of it and extract the cellulose from it, that adds value. That is what I'm focusing at this moment.
It adds value for the farmer, for all of us?
Farmers, society, world, for everything. Yeah. More importantly, farmers. I really place a lot of emphasis on farmers, to be frank with you. Because we know they are the backbone of our society. So they are the one that's feeding us. Because at this moment, the human population, if you see, we have around 7.3 billion. Soon it is going to cross 10 billion people. So we have to feed them all. So for that, we need a lot of crops. But it is going on. But at the same time, that also generates a lot of crop residues. So if you could somehow use those residues for adding value, that improves the economic status of the farmers, I sincerely believe. But that needs to be proven. But for sure, it is going to add value, improve the economic status of the farmers, and then hopefully that would help.
Yeah, so soil health, economic viability of farms, giving farmers, you know, some options there. Talk about how this product is used to create, you know, a biodegradable something. Like, how does it turn into something that becomes, you know, a consumer product?
So, yes. At this moment, what we did was we separated the cellulose. I mean, in scientifically, we call it as extracted. But I'll say we separate the cellulose from the corn stalk. And it is not water soluble, by the way. So we had to use some salts. We use something called a zinc chloride. But the zinc chloride will be recycled. So whatever the salt we use, that will not end up in the product that we make. So we made nice films. Those films have desirable strength, high mechanical strength. And when we put them in the soil bag, we found out that within 30 days, everything disappears. And which is really good, because that's what the farmer is experiencing too at this moment, because they cut the agriculture residues, crop residues, and then leave them in the field. So by the time next cycle, they know that everything disappears. Same thing is happening with us too. So when we made those films, they have equal strengths of a plastic material. It has to be improved further. But more importantly, they are biodegradable. So that is going to improve the, I believe it is going to solve the plastic concerns, or at least it will help us to solve.
Yeah. What kind of time frame are we looking at? What needs to be done? What needs to happen next in order to bring a product to market? Where are we at in the research?
My research, luckily, this idea was encouraged by this Fund Grant Center. And then we generated the preliminary data. We made the films. We showed that they are biodegradable. But now we need to, large-scale studies are needed. Especially we need to extract the cellulose from larger quantities. Because we use, now at this moment, we are using 100 grams to 200 grams to extract, separate the cellulose. But now we know that, for example, corn stover, if you see, at least I think 1 ton per acre we produce. So the larger scale studies are needed to separate the cellulose and then solubilize it and, for example, now create with the products that could eventually replace all those plastic bags, because now we are using a lot of plastic bags. So we But luckily, many governments, many societies have banned the use of plastics, but still there is a lot of plastics going around.
Yeah.
So I believe at least 5 to 10 years in order for us to see a product based on this, mainly because there is a lot more research that needs to be done. But
right.
My preliminary data are highly encouraging, but large-scale studies are needed.
Did you say 1 ton per acre of corn stover? Did I get that right?
I believe so. Yeah, that's where
That's
where I read.
Wow.
So,
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. So what I see, the economic value for farmers is mainly because, for example, they use for the cattle field also. Somewhere I read, I think it is around $75 per ton. So, and if you use, let us say, a fraction of it, 1/3 for the cattle field, and then 2/3 you are living in the field, instead of living for the improvement in the soil health, if you could take a fraction of it, 1/4 to 1/3, let us say, that could add some extra income to the farmers, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Has the pandemic impacted the progress of your research? Have you had to do things differently, more slowly, from a distance? What has the impact been?
I think not only my research, but every research was impacted because the universities were shut down, and then we had to do social distance and all those things. So in that perspective, yes, my research also impacted.
Yeah.
I
want to go back to the film that you talked about, this flexible film, and you know it's biodegradable. How do you test its strength? How do you test its performance, and what are you learning? Yeah, go ahead.
At this moment, what we did is we call it a tensile strength. So we take the film and then see when it breaks, at what load it breaks. So that is how, for example, if you take the plastic bags when you go to the grocery store, it could hold up to 1 pound or 2, right? So we had to see how much, where actually my film will break. So that is how we come up with the strength of the films. But at this moment, I'm not giving the values, but they are comparable.
Yeah. Huh. And is the process to get there a green process? I mean, are you figuring out a way to make this that doesn't do more damage?
My process is highly green. The interesting thing is everything that I use, all the chemicals I use, they can be used gotten back. For example, I use ethanol. We extract all the ethanol back. Around 95% of ethanol we could get back. We use zinc chloride. All the zinc chloride comes back. So in the end, when I make the product, for example, the films that we make now, it doesn't have any ethanol. It doesn't have any chemical, even zinc chloride. There could be a ppm level something, but otherwise, all the chemicals that I use, they are gotten back. So it is a highly green process. There will
a
not
highly
be
green,
any impact on the environment.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this research?
Since 2018, to be frank with you. That is where I got funding from the Sun Grant Center, and then I could recruit a grad student, and we generated all this data.
What was a highlight, like best day, where you felt you had a breakthrough? Have there been moments that have been just exciting?
Yes, the exciting thing is, because once you solubilize, because you know the cellulose is water insoluble, right? So we need to find the right combination of this, especially we use zinc chloride. So we had to right combination, the temperature and then the salt concentrations to get the right concentration so that we could nicely mix, solubilize it and then make the film. And that's where we felt very happy once we were able to do it, because we had to come up with different combinations, but we could do it. And ultimately, when you got the good mechanical strength, we were really happy.
Yeah. How do scientists celebrate a good day?
And this is how we have this moment, right?
Yeah.
So the pleasure moments.
Special moments. Thank you, Dr. Janaswamy. We really appreciate your time talking to us today. What great research happening right here in South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure talking with you.